The following program is a recording of a live broadcast transmitted 7 a.m. Beijing time.
Examining the events that impact and shape China and the rest of the world. This is the Beijing Hour, 1 hour of news and information brought to you by China Radio International.
Tuesday, December the 1st, 2015. This is Bob Jones. Welcome to the Beijing Hour live from the Chinese capital. Coming up on the program, Chinese President Xi Jinping sets out his stall at the climate change conference in Paris. The world welcomes the Chinese currency into the special drawing rights basket. Russia clamps down on more Turkish products in the wake of the jet fighter downing in Syria. In business, the IPO pipeline in China is switched on again. In sports, retiring basketball superstar Kobe Bryant in his own words. And in entertainment, what it's like being Hong Kong actor Edison Chen. All that coming up in the next hour. A reminder, as always, there are several ways you can reach out to us here on the Beijing Hour. You can follow us on our Weibo account at weibo.com/Beijing Hour. Find us on WeChat by searching Beijing Hour. Email us directly at beijinghour@cri.com.cn. And you can also visit crienglish.com for the latest news and information from China Radio International. And it's just coming up to 3 minutes past the hour. Chinese President Xi Jinping has assured world leaders that his country has the confidence and resolve to fulfill its climate change commitments. In his address at the United Nations Climate Conference, which kicked off in Paris yesterday, the Chinese president also urged developed countries to cooperate on financing and technology transfer to combat climate change. CRI correspondent Duan Shuilian reports from Paris.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was among the first to give his speech at the leaders' event on the opening day of the Paris conference. He expressed China's resolution to work with international communities in fighting climate change before outlining the country's climate and energy policies. Addressing the 150 fellow national leaders, President Xi says that the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities is crucial to climate change negotiations.
The Paris Agreement should help increase the investment and ensure the actions on climate change. Developed countries should keep their commitments to mobilizing $100 billion each year by 2020 and provide the stronger financial support to developing countries afterwards. It's also important to transfer climate-friendly technology to developing countries.
Stressing that the expected agreement should help encourage broad participation, Xi Jinping also notes that it's important for the accord to accommodate national conditions of various countries and lay emphasis on practical results.
It is imperative to respect differences among countries, especially developing countries, in domestic policies, capacity building, and economy structure. Addressing climate change should not deny the legitimate needs of developing countries to reduce poverty and improve their people's living standards.
Calling the Paris summit not a finish line but a new starting point, Xi Jinping emphasizes that